morning, everyone. Thank you very much to you all for the introit to set off this very special Sunday in the life of the church, and the organist was quite good as well. You're very welcome here today. It's a special Sunday. We have the involvement of our Sunday club, and the service will have a slightly different shape from normal, and perhaps for you the best bit of that was you won't be listening to me for 20 minutes or more. Very much looking forward to this. It's a long time since I had the privilege of leading a service which involved young people, and I have to say it was always a very special part of my ministry. We're here on the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, the day when the Spirit came. We're here because we have been called here in the name and in the love of the Christ whose promise was fulfilled today, the day when the Spirit came. Before we begin our worship, let me use a very familiar couple of verses from St. Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. I'm reading this from the Message edition of the Scripture. Jesus said, "Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out God's flavours of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the rubbish." Here's another way to put it, Jesus said. You're here to be light, bringing out God colours in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on the hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. In that spirit, let us worship God and sing to his praise and glory. O, send thy light forth and thy truth, let them be guides to me. Shall we join together in prayers? Let us pray. God of all love and grace, God who made the world, gave us the gift of your Son, Jesus, sent through him your Spirit of Pentecost, we praise you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to sing a prayer. O, send thy light forth and thy truth, let them be guides to me, and bring me to thine holy hill, e'en where thy dwellings be. We bless you that you are with us this morning in Christ our Lord, who promised that wherever people worship, he is there. We come to you with all our feelings, the joy of today, looking forward to what our young people contribute and what they've done over the last year, looking forward to being together, to being with you. We come to, even if today is a difficult day for us, if we're worried or anxious or sad or grieving, we ask that your grace would touch us, your strength surround us, and your light shine on each of us. God of love, we thank you for Jesus and all he did. We thank you that we are his lights in the world. And so we ask that even though you have set us in the world to be light, we know that we've hidden it at times and leave our neighbours wandering in the dark. So we ask that you would forgive us. And though our faith becomes stale at times and the flame of our love burns low, may your truth sustain us. That travelling through life's way in all its ups and downs, we know that we are lights to others. We are guided by your light into eternal life with Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say together, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'm looking for Sheila. Yes, Sheila's going to talk to us in a minute, but Janice is going to say a word first.
There we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Promotion Service. It's wonderful to see you all here. I'm not going to say very much at the moment, just going to hand over to Sheila. She's going to give a wee synopsis of what the Junior Sunday Club have been doing over the past year. And then I think we're going to hear a word from John again after that. Is that right? We're going to hear a word from John after Sheila, and then we're going to present the prizes. Is that right? Yep. Okay.
Well, we have had a very happy time this year in Junior Sunday Club, haven't we? We're just a small group of children from 3 to 6 years of age, and it's passed really quickly when I think about it. You know, I couldn't believe today that this was your last time with us, Alison and Norman. And we're really going to miss you as you go up to the Senior Sunday Club. But we'll still see you, and I hope you'll say hello to us when you see us in the hall. We've had a lovely time hearing Bible stories about Daniel and his lion's den, Jonah, lots of different characters in the Old Testament, and all about Jesus and his friends in the New Testament too. The children enjoy making things, crafts. They like singing, playing games. And we're Alison and Norman, you join in with everybody with such enthusiasm in all of these activities. And we're going to miss you. We're going to be a very small group now. So if there's any other children that can join our little group, we'd be delighted to see you after the summertime. And we'll probably still see you at Holiday Club throughout the summer. Okay, thank you. Now will I?
Yes.
Well, Alison and Norman, do you like to come?
No, I think we'll do John's bit first, and then we'll do that.
No, thank you very much, Sheila. If you recognise that there's a little bit of lack of cohesion here, just put it down to the fact you've got me today. I wanted to say a word or two to the young folk and I'm actually going to say 3 words, so that should probably be at least 9 altogether. Just a word or two. I brought a couple of things along. I can show you something. This is the first thing I brought. Any of you recognise what this would be? Just shout it out. It's a lamp. Can you see it? Can you see it at the back? That's good. Can you see it, Hugh? You didn't nod. Thank you. I brought that because I'm thinking quite a lot about what it means to be followers of Jesus and Pentecost and people being upset and people being anxious about what had happened and all this. And so I decided to think a little bit about light today. And the one thing I want to say about the oil lamp is that despite all the lights being on in the church, the windows brightly lit from the outside, you can still see the light that's shining there. That's kind of what Jesus was saying to us. I'm going to make you a light. I want you to tell other people about Jesus and what Jesus means. And on the day of Pentecost, it's a big word, that Pentecost, so can I just tell you what it is? It's the birthday of the church. Today is the day that the church had its first birthday. And that was about 2,000 years ago. A long time. Is there anybody in the church that looks around that age? Somebody said you don't want to ask the question. Of course there's nobody aged 2,000. But the church has been around a long time, and people have shone brightly as Jesus asked. And no matter where we are or what's happening, the Jesus that we follow will always be a light. So, on the birthday of the church, maybe you'll remember that, especially you young folk who I think are being allowed to go shortly. Now, Janice.
As Sheila was saying there, we've got two young people who are moving up to... What primary are you going into? Alison, Norman? Primary two! Wow! Well, we think that's getting really quite big, and we think you deserve something for that. So, we have something for you. And do you want to come up together, or do you want to come up separately? I know what it must be like being twins. No, they're coming. So we'll have you both up together. So can we have Alison and Norman MacLeod? That's Alison.
That's lovely.
Okay,
this is for Alison.
You get that from John?
There you are. Very well done. That's fabulous. And you've got your certificate as well. Brilliant. I hope you enjoy reading that. What do you think of this? It's beautiful. What's your favourite story?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Good for you. But you'll find out when you read that. It's really good to see you. Well done, you.
And don't be hitting your sister with it.
Got that?
Got that.
Okay. We're going to sing again in the hymn 194. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hold on. We've a slight hiccup, but to help us, it's just relax. It's just... I'm about to enter delicate negotiations with the organist. In a couple of minutes, Derek, could we sing the last verse of This Is The Day, please? Thank you. And now, there's a very special gift for a very special person.
This one was my bad. This one wasn't anything to do with John. We have another very special gift for somebody who's going into primary one. Yes. Okay, so this is Fiona, for Fiona McCusker.
My goodness, look at this. The other Sunday when I was here, let me just tell you, can I tell you a quick story? The other Sunday when I was here, I told people about an artist who picked up a handful of coloured pencils. So, are these coloured pencils? Are these coloured pencils? Yes. Now, we're going to find out who in the congregation was listening to me. What were the colour pencils to the artist? I am holding a rainbow. Thank you, Ken. I saw you got it there. Holding a rainbow. So when you go off out with your new colour pencils, you're bringing the colours of a rainbow to the world. Well done, you. And that's for you when you're starting primary one. And enjoy it. All done. Well done.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. We'll just stay seated to sing the last verse. Thank you. Our prayer for understanding this morning can be found in the words of hymn 592. I'm not sure if everyone knows this hymn, but when we think that the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove as he began his ministry on the birthday of the church, to think about the murmur of the dove song. I know that Derek's been playing it before the service, so, and I hope you enjoy singing this on Pentecost Sunday, number 592. Our scripture readings for Pentecost are from Acts 2, chapter 1 to 9, and then verses 12 to 18, and Murdo and Emily are going to read those for us.
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one had heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hear them in our language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia native."
Acts chapter 2, verse 12 to 18. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy."
Thank you very much, Murdo and Emily, for leading our scripture readings this morning on the day of Pentecost. Those of you who have been attending worship when I've been leading it, we'll recall that they've always included a prayer which was written by Ken McKeever way back at the beginning of March for Fergus and for Gabrielle. Today I would also like to include in the sentiments of this prayer, as mentioned in the notices, the family of the late Angus MacLean, who I know was a very important member of the church and congregation here. And so in our prayers, I'd like to remember them and indeed all those who grieve at this time. Shall we pray? May the murmur of the dove song touch us as we pray today for our minister Fergus and his wife Gabrielle and their family. As Fergus goes through this time of treatment, we would ask you to be with him and Gabrielle as they face the future with uncertainty and anxiety. And we remember too Angus's family, Margaret, Janice, Ian, the wider family, together with all who grieve today, or for whom today is the anniversary of a bereavement, that you would bring them the assurance you are there with them, bringing them a sense of your peace and your blessing in the days that lie ahead. May each of them and all of us be touched by the shalom of your love in Christ our Lord. Amen. O day of joy and wonder, Christ's promise now fulfilled. Number 582.
Now on to the slightly older ones. We've had a really busy time in Senior Sunday Club over the year. They've learnt about some important people from the Old Testament. Emily, can you enlighten us on anybody that you've learned about? You've forgotten. Well, it's a good job I've got a list then, isn't it? So you've learnt about Gideon and David and Samson and Ruth, to name but a few, and that was just in the run-up to Christmas. So in the new year, they learnt about the life of Jesus, more parables and miracles, and up until Easter, and they have done the story of Pentecost, and there is some wonderful artwork out there that you may be able to see afterwards in the hall. And how the Holy Spirit helped the disciples then and can be with us now and on this day of Pentecost. They always have a game and a story and a craft or worksheets. What's your favourite bit? The drawing. Right, the drawing. So they like the drawing. They may take note. And they always follow the theme of the day. So the children are always very enthusiastic and very involved. And the teachers say that it's been a joy working with you over the year. And there's been a couple of folk that have lost up to the Bible class because I think, as you're all aware, we let them transition up to the Bible class at any point in Primary 7 when they feel that it's appropriate for themselves. But they are looking forward to having Alison and Norman with them in the new year. And now on to the Bible class, my favourite people in the world. The Bible class over the year, we had the annual 90 kilo challenge for the Killambero rice, which you all supported wonderfully. We actually cooked the rice and the Eswatini sauces, and you got a chance to try it, which we can do again next year. And we were amazed to see the 90 kilos almost all went in the one day. It was phenomenal, and I can just say that Just Trading were absolutely gobsmacked that we are still managing to do the 90 kilos every time. So keep it up, everybody. At Christmas, they chose to not have a party. They also chose to donate their Christmas gifts to WaterAid at Nathan's suggestion. So that's what they did, which was a very noble thing to do. We had our Christmas party in February, as all good Christmas parties are. And we went to laser tag at Brayhead. And then we came back to the halls here and we had pizza. And we played shoe bowling, which got quite vicious in the end, but it was fine. Over the year, we've done a Bible timeline, which we did in a great big bit of wallpaper. We stuck things to it and we added things to it as the year went on. We have looked at many things. We looked last week, we looked at Ascension, and you will see the Bible class's artwork up in the big hall afterwards. And you will be forgiven to think that it was done by five-year-olds, but it is. It is wonderful. In the new year, we had the Tradecraft Brunch and Break Sale, which was a departure from Tier Fund, but we felt Tiercraft were probably more needing the money. And they all hit the mark on that one. They were all absolutely fabulous. And Cherry Blossom Fair in May, which was a joint venture with all of the Sunday Club, the Bible class, everyone else. And those of you who were there would know that we were joined by Lorna by Skype. We've had a fantastic year. It's been a really good year, and we have so many young people. We're so blessed with the young people that we have. Unfortunately, I have some bad news. We are losing one of our Bible class staff after, we reckon, about 26 years of teaching in various Sunday clubs and Sunday schools and things like that. So Sharon has decided to step down. So we need somebody else. So think on over the summer. We need another body for the Bible class. And as the new rules, there will be a synopsis of the job and everything like that goes into the church magazine, just so that you know exactly what you're letting yourself in for. But it would be really grateful, and anybody that really would love to do it, because it's so rewarding, just see me. I'm going to hand back over to John, and he's going to do the next wee bit about Pentecost, and then we'll get round to the prizes.
Thanks, Janice. I'm very intrigued at the concept of viciousness within the context of the Bible class. I'm sure it was good
have
fun.
You ever played table?
Oh yes, I have. It was vicious. This is another lamp that I have. Any clues? This may be for the older ones. Go on.
Miner's lamp.
Who invented it? Well, you must know. This is a miner's lamp. Humphrey Davy was the man who discovered a particularly important aspect of the way gases burn. But this is Pentecost, and I'm not going to try and explain in two words the way gases burn. Just let me tell you that the lamps work. And this is a lamp that never shows a light. Never. I didn't light it today because if I held it up, you wouldn't see it. You wouldn't see it because of the brightness of the building. You wouldn't see it because it's a very, very small flame. And yet this lamp is a lifesaver. I got it when I was working in Ayrshire, and it was given to me as a gift, and I am very proud of it. It's a miner's safety lamp. An old coal miner said, when you were walking around in the dark, you knew who was coming towards you by the way the lamp was moving, the headlamps were moving, because it was the headlamps that gave the light. It wasn't these lamps that gave the light. The only time they ever showed any light at all is if the miner walked in to danger. And the danger was gas. And so the tiny little flame would suddenly burst into life. And the miner knew that they had to be very, very careful. And the amazing thing about the lamp is that the gas burnt only inside the lamp. If they'd gone in with a naked flame, it would probably have caused a disastrous explosion. So this is the second lamp I want to tell you about today. This is the lamp which tells you that you are in a dangerous situation. And the Spirit of God, the Pentecost Spirit, reminds us of the good times and also the times to avoid them, to avoid the bad times. So in a sense, with a light that shines constantly, and I'm glad to say still going, there's a light that shines constantly, but you can't see it unless there's danger. I've got one more to show you, but I can't do that until after we've done the next bit.
I'm very conscious that I finished a bit about Sharon kind of short, and we want to thank her for all her service over the last 26 years. That was very remiss of me. Sorry, Sharon. Right, we are now going on to the presentation of prizes. Now, as I said earlier, we've had two young people have come up from the Senior Sunday Club to the Bible class over the course of the year. And we like to give them youth Bibles when they do this. They're very good youth Bibles, which give good explanations in them. It's so other Soul Survivor Bibles. And it's been an absolute pleasure having you both up in the Bible class, and we look forward to having you for a long, long time to come. And because you have added so much to what we were, what we had, and I'm looking forward to your input over the next probably 6 years. So think on. Abigail Bates.
Well done, Abigail. Congratulations. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Rory McCusker.
Well done, Rory. I hope you enjoy that. All goes well with you.
Now, we have four other young people, but I'm not sure any of them are here today, who are of that group. We'll get Katrina McKinnon, Caitlin McLeod, Jenna Tracy and Laura Berry. Are any of them here today? No. If any of you are able to get the Bibles to them, I would be grateful if you would see me in the hall afterwards and we'll give them to you, okay? Now, this is going to be hard for me. This is going to be really hard for me. But four young people from our Bible class are moving on to the next chapter of their lives. And I'm going to go with Nitin first. Since he's probably worried about this. Nitin's been with us for, 3 years now? Yeah, something like that. And bright, confident young man, mad mental, in the words of Fergus, football supporter, Chelsea man. He's gone up. So Nitin is, he's going on to do either finance or architecture, is that right, in Aberdeen? Aberdeen or Robert Gordon? Aberdeen. So just waiting for your results to come in to see what's happening with you, yeah. But it's been an absolute pleasure having Nitin with us, it really has. And don't go losing anything else, son. Okay, we had an incident last week, he can tell you about it himself.
There's no loyalty, is there? Thank you. Cross the line. Well done, Nitin. And enjoy Aberdeen. My daughter was at university there and she enjoyed it.
Cuddle, come on. And the next person is Chloe. Now, Chloe has been with us since she was right through from the beginners, and it's been an absolute pleasure to have you with us, Chloe, for the whole time. It's been brilliant, and you have been such a star in your absolute willingness to get involved in absolutely everything. It's the minute there's a game and everybody else is sitting like that going, no, I don't think so. Chloe's right up there. We've had some interesting answers to you from you from questions over the years, but some very, very small drawings. But you're a very courageous young woman, and we wish you well as you go on to the City of Glasgow College to go into your course for the next stage of your life. And I'm sure you will do absolutely fantastically, and I've got a book for you here. Oh. This is 100 extraordinary stories for courageous women. So, here we go.
Thank you very much. Well done, Chloe. And enjoy the college when you get there. And keep being a star.
Cuddle. Emily. Up you come. Liz, I've made this much worse this year than I've done any other year, making you come up here and stand and take it. Bright and confident young woman. One of the other Bible class leaders, we were talking about you one day, and they were saying, out of everybody in the Bible class, you were the person who knew themselves best. And it was, and I could only agree with it wholeheartedly. You have been an absolute star the whole time. I mean, and it's been wonderful to have you there for sensible answers when other people couldn't come up with them. So that has been absolutely wonderful. And Chloe is going on to do now Edinburgh University. You're going to, yes, Edinburgh University, and it's accounts and Spanish. No, fine, at law and Spanish. Beg your pardon, law and Spanish. Going in the family traits. So we have a very special thing for you here. By the way, the size of the books doesn't any indication of how much I like you. This is a Spanish Bible. So hopefully that will assist you in your journey in Christ. Okay. Sorry, John. I've taken over your job there.
And thanks for reading, Emily. Go well in Edinburgh.
Now, this might be the hardest of the lot, Murdo. Murdo is, he's such a force of nature. It is just unbelievable what he adds to not only the Bible class, but to the vivaciousness of this church, honestly. He really is quite a person. So what I can tell you is he's a brilliant musician, and he's a very devout Christian. And he was offered places in 5 conservatoires across the country, and has chosen to stay at home at Glasgow. So we are most grateful of that, and we look forward to having you back to help out on the days you've not got a hangover.
Giving away secrets now. Strike that from the record.
I'll do this one properly. I'll give it to you, John, to give them. This is a book called Red Moon Rising. It's about 24/7 prayer. And it was designed... The people who started 24/7 prayer started it in an Ibiza nightclub. And it's very much aimed at young people and your journey with Christ. So...
Well done, Murdo. Go well. And you don't listen to what she says. Well done.
Each one of them will be a loss to the school that they're leaving, and again to the university or college that they're going to. Can I just say that there's a juice and cake... or I think it's fizzy juice, it may even Pepsi Max or Iron Brew or something like that, and cake reception for all of the young people in the hall after this. And the older people, you might even get some decent coffee. Just to say thank you to the Bible class for being so wonderful over the year. You have been absolutely amazing. And thank you very much.
I think this would be a very appropriate point for me just to, on behalf of all of you, if you don't mind, and indeed Fergus and Gabrielle as well. It's a pleasure to have seen and heard a little bit of the stories of the young folk and all they've achieved thus far and all they hope to achieve going forward. I hope you never forget the place which nurtured your faith and helped you to grow. We were all in Bible classes at one time, maybe, and all of us understood the competitiveness of the games and the pleasure and the adults who actually helped us to understand that being a Christian wasn't all bad news. I like to think that somewhere up there, there's somebody embraced in the love of Christ looking down at me in St. Paul's thinking to himself, what? John Christie? What a joke. We never know where our faith will take us. But wherever it takes you, follow it and keep it and hold on to it. And wherever you are, be a light for others. Now, there's something else to say, and I'm going to find myself in some difficulty because I don't know all the members of staff. I know Janice, I know Sheila. So who else?
Me.
Hello.
Sure.
Right.
I'll let them introduce themselves.
Right. Just stand up, please, would you? If you're a member of the staff of any of the Sunday club, or helped or assisted, do you want to turn around? I love it. Just embarrassing people. However, there's more to this than embarrassment. Like so many other leaders of young folk in our congregations these days, it's a challenge. It requires enthusiasm, it requires commitment, it requires faith, it requires fortitude, and my goodness, doesn't it require patience? Or maybe not in here, of course. Doesn't it require patience? And I'm very conscious that the work that the folks who lead the young folk week by week is supported by all the congregation, but on this particular day, I wonder if you would show your appreciation for all of them in a worthy round of applause with thanks and gratitude. Thank you. Well, that's me made six enemies now. But sure as anything, those who stood before you a moment ago have let the light of Christ's love shine. Shall we sing the hymn 448, Lord, the light of your love is shining. One last lamp to show you. Well, you guessed the miner's lamp. Any ideas for this one? Sorry, you didn't. You knew it was a miner's lamp. Sorry.
A light.
Very special. I'll give you a clue. Every 20 seconds, this lamp flashed twice. Yeah? A lighthouse. This is a lamp from a lighthouse. When I was working in Lochaber as an interim minister, the study looked down the Sound of Sleat and I could see a light flashing every 20 seconds. Flash, flash. Flash, flash. Ardnamurchan Lighthouse. Superb place. If you've not been to it, do go and see it. And this is a lamp from Ardnamurchan Lighthouse. It's absolutely incredible that this, together with another 30 lamps, could shine a light into the darkness for more than 20 miles, reminding ships that the most westerly point of the Scottish mainland was exactly where the lighthouse stood. This is a lamp, unlike the miner's lamp, which was about personal safety. This is a lamp for everyone's safety, especially those at sea. I'm going to finish by allowing you to think, however, about the lamps. There's one lamp has burned through the service, and that's the lamp that I lit an hour or so ago. It's the lamp that's relying on the fuel which is in the chamber, not in electricity, not on petrol, but on lamp oil. The lamp lit that shines in the darkness. The oil, the spirit that keeps it going. And on Pentecost Sunday, whatever our circumstances, the light and love and peace and joy of the Spirit is ours in Christ. Keep it, share it, use it, enjoy it. Thank you very much, everyone, for making this such a special Sunday for me, especially our young folk. Your offerings will now be received. Shall we pray? We bring you our offerings on this Pentecost Sunday, praying that you will use them, that your Spirit may work in the world wherever it is needed, by whomever it is needed. And as we bring these gifts, we do so in gratitude for all that you have done for us in Christ. And we pray too that as we dedicate them, we rededicate ourselves to the task of being your lights in the world through Christ our Lord. We thank you for today, for everything which it has brought to us. We bless you for our country, and remember with gratitude those whose sacrifice we commemorated this past week. We thank you for the freedom which was bought for us. May we never keep it to ourselves, nor take it for granted. We remember those where there is no freedom, who live in a constant darkness. Just as on that Pentecost day, people from across the known world heard the story of Christ and his promise and his Spirit, may that Spirit penetrate into the dark places. For we have good news. It is light. It is the very gift of Christ himself. So we pray in his name for peace in our world, an end to poverty, for the establishment of justice, the conquest of disease, the fulfillment of every human personality in body, mind, and spirit. And we take a moment to pray for ourselves and those who sit beside us, behind us, in front of us. May your Spirit light our inner being. May it lift us above all weakness and despair. May it build us up to work for good, to live in the love and peace of Christ Jesus our Lord, that we may trust you, living each day in humble confidence, until through all of life's circumstances, We come into the fullness of your joy and praise the Father's name forever. Thus we bless you that our worship has been added today with the worship of those who have travelled this way before us and are now united with you in the communion and community of the saints whose worship is in your nearer presence with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our concluding praise today, and if I could mention, you heard Janice say that the young folk are having a reception in the hall, and perhaps the congregation, well, the older members of the congregation, would just stay seated to allow the young folk to leave the church. Thank you. Hymn 584, "Like fireworks in the night, the Holy Spirit came." Now go from this place today in faith, hope, and love, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each one of you and everyone you love, today and always.